from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Philippines and China should turn the page and hold talks over contested areas of the South China Sea after tribunal shot down Beijing's claims to the strategic waterway, according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday. Kerry reiterated Washington's stance that the tribunal's decision to favor the Philippines was binding, but added that it was time to seek new ground.
This could be a very important moment of shifting how this discussion has taken place and not being played out through public moves unilaterally and challenges, but in a constructive and thoughtful, engaged diplomatic manner.
You can read more on Secretary's comments at voanews.com. The Islamic State group said Tuesday that two assailants who stormed a church in France and killed an elderly priest were its soldiers, according to an IS-linked news agency report. The perpetrators of the Normandy church attack are soldiers of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls to target countries of the Crusader Coalition, according to that news agency. The claim just came 2 hours after the attack. The assailants stormed the church during morning mass, taking five people inside hostage and slitting the throat of its priest. The attackers were killed by police after they emerged from the church when it was surrounded by France's anti-gang brigade. This is the French Interior Ministry spokesman. He says a Paris prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorist unit of the Judicial Police and the Director General of Interior Security. Meanwhile, President François Hollande vowed Tuesday to wage war against the Islamic State. VOA News. Bangladeshi police Tuesday killed nine suspected Islamist extremists believed to be planning another mass attack following a deadly cafe assault this month, according to the country's police chief. Police who stormed the hideout said the men belonged to a Bangladeshi group blamed for the Dhaka cafe, in which 20 hostages, mostly foreigners, were killed. From police intelligence sources, we learned they were planning to carry out a major incident, and we conducted the operation to foil that event. That's according to the National Police Chief, AKM Shahidul Haq, speaking to reporters. Police said the men were ages between 20 and 25 and wore the same clothing and backpacks as the group that carried out the cafe attack in the city's upscale Gulshan neighborhood. The man who threatened attacks on disabled people went on a knife rampage Tuesday at the care center where he previously worked, leaving 19 people dead in Japan's worst mass killing in decades. The 26-year-old had been hospitalized early this year after delivering a letter to Parliament in which he threatened to kill hundreds of the disabled. He turned himself in at a police station carrying bloodied knives and admitting to police, quote unquote, "I did it," reportedly adding, "The disabled should all disappear." Authorities have identified the attacker as Satoshi Uematsu, and he had worked at the care center for the mentally disabled in Sagamihara, the city west of Tokyo, until February. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday talks with Russia about cooperation in Syria were making progress. He added hopes that next month he could announce new steps aimed at ending the fighting. Speaking after talks with Lavrov on the sideline of a regional meeting in Laos, Kerry said discussions were edging forward. The Democratic Party, holding its national convention this week in Philadelphia, heard Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders endorse his rival Hillary Clinton for the president of the United States.
We need leadership in this country which will improve the lives of working families, the children, the elderly, the sick, and the poor. We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger.
Sanders went on to say that the choice between Clinton and the Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't even close. Hillary Clinton also received the support of First Lady Michelle Obama, as well as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Hillary Clinton is expected to be officially nominated by the party on Tuesday. You can follow all of the events at the convention in Philadelphia at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.